Antonio has been working with me for a little over a year now, and I must admit that I myself am very proud of my growth, and so I take that into my life every day now. So when I do things, I make sure my intentions and my motives are correct. I don't want to do anything that has a negative impact on me and my family. I reached out to Antonio due to me having a child and knowing that the lifestyle that I was living and how I was living was not what I wanted anymore. I wanted better for myself, therefore wanting better for my son. So I'm extremely thankful to Antonio for everything that he has done. My personal life would definitely be a lot worse than it is now. You know, it just, me growing as a person has allowed for other aspects of my life to grow as well. I am still growing and I'm still learning, and I'm thankful for Antonio for putting up with me for this past year and just having patience with me in regards to that. So I've definitely grown a lot thanks to his teachings as well as the teachings of Tempest, you know, so I definitely dedicate my growth to both Tempest and Antonio.
All right. So you got your list together?
Somewhat.
15 seconds. 15 seconds left. Put the big stuff. Put the big stuff. Picked up my dad. Loved that. Had an argument with my wife. Didn't like that.
Hey, get out
of my bed. Oh, I ain't got nothing to do with that. My kids talk back. I ain't like that.
Oh.
I stomped my big toe.
Don't you mean water?
Took a shower. I like that. Some of you like showers, not because it's clean, because it's just your alone time.
Mm-hmm. So my mom, Ashton, he came at me fly.
Because my brain told me.
You know? I mean, seriously, for some of you, going in your bathroom all by yourself is the only alone time you get. And you love that. Especially if you live in a house full of people. Especially if you don't have your own house.
Yes.
If you live with your parents, grandparents, or something. Oh, you got, you know.
I have my own house, so I'm getting my own space.
You know? All right. Pencils down. No, but seriously, pencils down, but I was just trying to say it like this was a quiz or something. All right. Everybody, hold up your list. Okay. No, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. Okay, good, good. Hold up your list. No, flip it where we can see it. I want to see your hearts that you done drew on your list. All right, look at it. 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 Flip it around. Yeah, yeah. Some of y'all neat, but that's not what we're looking at. Check this out. Look at your list. Here's what this means. If you have more loathe than love, put your list down. If you're even with loathed and love, put your list down. Approximately even. If you have loathed and love, is your left side loathed?
Just love right here.
That's love.
Yeah.
That's right side is loathed? That's too even.
Just love.
That's too even.
Yeah, that's even.
That's even.
Mm-hmm. That's
even.
Oh, you said
that's approximately. But when I said approximately,
that's even.
That's even.
That's kind of my dad.
It'll make sense. That's even.
It's even.
That's even.
Girl. That's my not yet.
How much you
I
got?
I was sick Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I hated the whole day, 3 days.
So you got loathed mostly then. That's yeah. Okay. Is it if it's like 70-30, you can count that as most. If it's 60-40 or somewhere in there,
that's 70-30.
No, man, that's
even.
Trust me, that's even.
You only got
when I'm finna make sense to you in a second. What you got? Let me see your list.
I got more love.
You got more love.
I have more.
How much more love? Give me a percentage. Is your love on your backside?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Let me see your whole list. Yeah, she's saying, look, if y'all ever been to school when you fail, professor turn your paperwork in like that.
Yes, you already know. Take it
out. It's more love.
Yeah, it is more love, but we'll call this even. Okay? So, you got more love. Makes sense. Hold your list up.
Can nobody read that?
Okay. All right, so we got, watch this here. One person in this room has more love than loathed significantly. Okay? Now watch this here. No, just hold on. Here's what I'm trying to show you. Well, I get that because she's made some steps to do this. Now I'll explain her last. If you have more loathed, you literally, and this is where the class gets a bit painful every year, you spend most of your days doing what you hate. which translate to most of your weeks, most of your whole week doing mostly what you hate. Watch it. Then, since you're a creature of habit, you're going to do that all 52 weeks. So you're literally going to spend a full calendar year in a life that you hate. That's the point of this exercise. If you're even, you literally spend every day of your life hating and loving your life at the same time, which is hate. I cannot go in there and fix you some coffee and give it to you warm. Like, room to, you're going to think somebody drank after it. If I give you some coffee that's not hot, you're not going to think this coffee is fresh, and you're going to doubt that whole cup. Who had their mouth on this cup? Does that make sense? And I'm telling, because you know, coffee don't just like get like room temperature.
No, we gotta sit
it skips it. That. It goes from hot,
yes,
and simmers down a little bit, and it gets to this nasty, thick, cold. It ain't cold like Starbucks iced coffee, but it's that. This is disrespectful. Like, don't do this to me.
Get you some cream and sugar.
Okay.
Sir.
No.
But, you can maintain it when it's cream and sugar.
Okay. Here's what I'm trying to get you to see. You just figured out a way to maintain unhappiness.
Ooh. I started liking cold coffee. I love cold coffee.
Shut up.
If you're. That's the point of this exercise. If your list is even, you are not happy. You're figuring out a way to maintain a life you don't want.
So what if you got more love?
You'd have significantly more love. If you have more love, but here's the deal. So let me see your list again. Let me see your list again. I'm going to count this time. I'm going to count this time. Yeah, you got 20 and 18.
That's even.
I got like
20. Yeah. 20 and
18.
You got, that's a decimal. You got 4.8 over 5. You know what I'm saying?
Good
so
try,
listen.
Good try.
Listen. Here's what I'm trying to get you to see. Now, one person spends most of their days doing what they love.
Being with kids?
No, no. Mm-hmm. Kids she didn't like.
Mm-mm.
But what she does, no, tell them what you now do to do that. And it has everything to do, well, I'll let you say.
Every day after work. Because I already know he going to be here. Somebody going to be here. I come and I hang out. Because I don't go home when I got stuff to do. Because I know I'm going to just sit there, watch TV, and talk to my grandmother.
How do you feel going home in an empty house?
Bored.
But let's okay, that's what I want you to say.
I hate it.
Sad. And then she said, hate it. So she's adjusted over the last 4 or 5 months, probably longer than that, to where she understood. Now, we actually had this conversation. Home is killing you. She is someone that draws energy being around people. That's why she had hangout all on the list. As long as she is with friends, she's happy. This doesn't make you all happy. And that don't matter. She's the god of her happiness.
I'm a static, y'all here.
That makes her happy. Yeah, we can clap for that, right? It's not about, there's no standard for happy. You have your own standard for happy. Her coming here, if I came here like that, that would drive me crazy. I like being home by myself. You understand what I'm saying? But I've had this conversation with her. I open up my office door so she can hang out. And in turn, it goes both ways. You get what I'm saying? Then she, you know, I stop working. She make me laugh and stuff. And it's okay. It's helping her. It also helps me, especially if something bad had happened. You understand what I'm saying? It's a giving pool. It's okay. But if you were home, would you be happy?
No.
I ain't never gone home.
You know what I'm saying? Now watch this here. Tempest, if she never had to come outside again.
Oh, look at that.
Tempest needs three things. running water,
come on,
food, yes, and Wi-Fi.
That's it.
That's it. She'll find her own way to make those three things work.
Yes, sir.
And give her some tacos. She ain't never leaving.
I'm going to the beach because I don't want to be around people, but I don't want to go home.
Okay. And that makes sense.
Yeah.
So home is not a happy place for you.
No.
So every time you go home, you force yourself not to live a life worthy of you.
I like going home.
That's okay.
But listen, but watch it.
Let me address this real quick though. Because it's not to say, this is not her saying, I don't like the people there, or I don't like the walls, or whatever. This is saying there's something there that is not happy for her. It could be anything. It could be...
They're in my space, is what it is. They're
and so space. Space for you
in my space.
Is very important.
Yeah. Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah.
Since your number one talent is empathy, right?
Yeah.
Then you felt people all day long.
Oh, yes. All day at work. And you, needy people. I have needy people at work.
And when you need to recharge, you can't do it at home. That's what it actually is. It's not that she don't like home. It's not, she has no place to recharge. And you'll find out a big part of success is to have a happy home.
I don't know why they got me.
A big part of success is to have a happy home.
A big chunk.
Yeah, so your list. Like, so I'm giving you, like, so if it's neutral, if you're neutral, you don't love your life, you found a way to maintain happiness. You're doing the equivalent of, you're eating ramen noodles. You hate them, but you found the way to make them taste good.
We have some now.
And so you get excited found to the make them, but you don't like them. You found the way
to
make unhappiness work for you. Please, please catch that. Catch it all. This is very liberating. What you're looking at is how you treat yourself. And Les Brown says something I love. He says all the time, if you can't be happy, then what else is there? Happy is not a privilege. It is a doggone responsibility.
If you can't be happy, what else?
What else is there? Happiness is not a privilege. It is a responsibility. Period. It is
so
no, it's okay. Yeah. It is a responsibility. And what you guys are doing is you're making unhappiness your responsibility.
Jesus.
And you're convincing yourself, since I'm happy being unhappy, I'm actually happy, and that's a lie. And your harvest reflects it. You can lie to you all you want to, but your subconscious knows the truth. And it's manifesting more situations for you to maintain unhappy. You're not getting happiness. Your subconscious is manifesting to this outer world unhappiness, and then you are the one saying, well, let me put sugar in this poison. Go ahead. This is a very liberating class today.
It is.
You're alone today.
I'm telling you. Everything.
Go ahead. No. Speak it up.
I consider happiness a privilege.
Yeah. It's not. Mm-mm. That would be why you laughed and had the response. I mean, had that response. Happiness is not a privilege. And somebody lied to you. And then you kept lying to you off their lie. Mm-hmm. Happiness is a right. If happiness was not a right, why would you get happy when babies smile and they sleep?
Yeah, when they sleep.
When they sleep.
Yes, Lord.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know if I do, but you understand. Happiness is a... Happiness, none of this is important. You got a breakthrough moment here. Happiness is not a doggone privilege. And don't you ever get with somebody that makes you think that your happiness is a privilege.
You should be happy.
Privileges are... founded on the presupposition, there's a better way to say that. I can take it away from you. No. Hell no. Happiness is your right. It is your right. Happiness is not a privilege. There's only, now watch it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 people are in this room. 1 is missing. So there's a total of 9. So 1 out of 9 people has, what? Don't call me. You literally, there's 1 person happy at what they do. And watch it. She didn't do nothing spectacular. She literally decided, my house is not where my happiness is. Being around people is. That takes no talent. Takes no talent to be happy. Takes you just shifting and moving your environment. Go ahead.
I don't remember all of what you just said before she started talking. Anybody remember what he said? Before you raise your hand.
You only know, no, wait. A part of success for having a happy home, happiness is not a privilege.
Nope, it's not a privilege.
Okay, it was after that.
Sugar and poison.
You're not happy, so you may not happy be your happiness.
So you're not happy. That was you.
That was me.
And so you made, so listen, you're not happy. Stop lying to yourself. Oh, you know, I'm happy. You're not happy. And your brain is not manifesting happiness for you. It is manifesting what you are telling it to do. Give me unhappiness so I can fool myself. And your brain, it's only going to give you what you ask for. So tomorrow, more unhappiness that also comes with the seeds of let me fool myself into being happy. That's how you live in your life, but you want to be successful. You cannot, you can't even make money like that. And watch this here. And the people in your life that will bless you with income and jobs and opportunities, they're avoiding you. Because success and unsuccess don't exist in the same place at the same time.
No.
All of you are missing what they call divine connections. Because you're unhappy.
Mine is going to be like that soon.
No doubt. And it's just a simple change. And for you, it's just going home and say, listen, we have some new rules. When I get in this house, you go boom, boom, boom. This whole space is mine. I need to recharge. And you may not be in a financial position to not have the whole house yours. That doesn't mean your room can't be. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean. So for some of you, you don't have it because your child sleep, which you can't. Well, it's time to train them to go in this bassinet or their bed.
Oh, I'm thinking about the 23-year-old.
Or the 23. Now, I'm glad you said that because here's the deal. Some of you guys, this is going to hurt a little bit, are letting other people's emergencies become your problem.
You said that last year. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
You're letting other people's emergencies.
I'm obligated because I missed so much of her.
Makes sense. Makes total sense.
When she was growing
makes,
up.
Makes total sense.
You're obligated.
Makes total sense.
You can still put a knock on your door.
You
can put a lot of... Come through my room. She got to come through my room. I live in a little skinny shotgun.
Yeah, okay. We're going
to
figure something out.
Cost you $10 to put up a curtain.
Oh, there's a door.
Or you know, the shower curtain.
What is it?
I said,
man, so when she go use that restroom, whatever your solution is, get it. Like, the point is, it takes no talent to be happy. It's a right. It's a responsibility. It's not a privilege. And she's not the only person thinking that happiness is a privilege. Most people I meet think happiness is a privilege. I have to do this to be happy. No. You can sit down all day long in your underwear, on your couch, and be happy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's a right. Happiness is a right. Now, second exercise.
Amen.
Second exercise. Go ahead.
Stop making other people's emergencies
your responsibility.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Amen.
Y'all quit letting these grown folk let you have In fact, let me address this here, because I'm going to say that this may be for somebody on the podcast. Let me address this here. If you keep saving these grown people from hitting rock bottom, they ain't going to never change.
You're correct.
Because nobody in here changed until you hit rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is you keep saving folk so they have no desire or need to save themselves. This is why your uncle or your auntie been on drugs for 23 years. Because everybody keep taking them in. I'm not telling you not to take folk in. I'm telling you, until they hit rock bottom, until you stop jumping on their grenades, they not going to have no battle wounds. Nobody in here loses weight until you overweight.
You're correct.
But if I keep pacifying you and say, girl, you look good, unhealthy. Go on, clog them arteries up. You ain't gonna never lose weight.
Well.
Now, again, if you like being thick, I'm a thick man. I like it. I can stay, I like me. Mm-hmm. My point is, if you don't like you, you gotta change.
Yep.
It is a decision to remain in unhappiness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you make a decision, you plant a seed. It is a decision to maintain unhappiness and to live in it. And where there is unhappiness and you make a decision to deal with it, what you allow continues. Exercise number two. Everybody, now this one ain't gonna take long. Everybody in your head, I need you to die. You're at your own funeral.
This one.
And whatever higher power you believe in has allowed you or you don't, by some way, you now get to hover in the church, whatever you want to put it, as a spirit or something. Nobody can see you. You're hovering in the church and you're watching people give the expressions at your funeral. This is a very important exercise. Now, I want everybody, right now, before you write anything, here's what I want you to write. I want you to write down all the important people in your life. There ain't that many. It's not that many. So don't
all
lie.
All the important people in my life?
All the important people in your life, the opinions you care about.
One name.
Okay, well, it might be a bit more than one. Okay, and I'll give you some examples. It might be a bit, you're like, okay, I care about my coach. I care about my pastor. I care about my wife. I care about what my kids think about me. I care about what the world think about me as a whole, like whatever that is. I don't want to tell you how. And give me that number.
You know, how many people?
How many? All the people in your life that if they say something about you, it matters to you. That is not a big list.
Oh, you're just writing the number? What?
Just a number right now. Just a number. Just write the number because I don't want nobody lying to me. That's why I got you writing the number first.
Oh. Okay.
The problem with introspection is people like to lie. You're never as bad as you say you are. What number you got?
Eight.
What number you got?
Still counting.
Count. What number you have?
Two.
What number you got?
Six.
Six.
Seven.
Nine. Nine. Okay. Got three. There's three people. That's a good healthy number. Three is a good healthy number. Is your son in there? Surely? Okay. And then mom, dad, don't lump them together. Do not lump parents together. They're individuals. Brother.
Nine.
Mom, dad.
My bad. Nine.
Okay. Whatever, right? You got those three people. Okay, it's only three. Good. Okay, now, here's what you need to do. Everybody lean back. Close your eyes. You don't have to remember these people, because they're your people that matter. They're talking over your funeral, telling all the people watching you dead what they think about you and the way you lived. What are they saying?
He was awesome.
Okay, hold on. Don't answer out loud. Now watch this here. I want you to think about that full 5 minutes they talked about. I want you to write it down in one word on your piece of paper. Just one person. Go. One word. Narrow that down to one word.
It's for each person?
One person at a time. We'll do it one person at a time. Narrow it down. My brother.
Fun.
So here's an example. You know what? She was a great friend. And whenever I needed her, she was there. So, in fact, you 1 to 4 words. Let me do it this way. 1 to 4 words. Great friend. Whenever I need it there. No, actually, I want one word. I'm sorry. One word. 1 to 2 words. 1 to 2 words. Sorry. 1 to 2 words. Great friend.
Fun.
If they keep saying that, I want you to do all 5 at one time.
No, fun.
Fun. Okay. Don't say that loud. Okay? So, great friend is one example. Oh, man, she was rich. Okay. Put that. Okay? Now, everybody got your first person now. Mm-hmm. That one word, or that 1 or 2 words.
Mm-hmm.
Second person. Go. And then continuously till you finish exhaust your list.
Oh, each person.
Each person.
Okay.
Each person. Because the people in your life, you want each person, trust me, you want each person to say something different about you because they know you differently. They know you on different levels. She recovered well. She was always there. She was honest. I don't know. Okay? I don't know. But write it down. Exhaust your list.
Good or bad?
I don't think anybody wants somebody to say something bad about them when they die.
But you can't. I mean, well, what I'm saying is, okay, you said people that's influencing your life, right?
No.
Or that means something to you.
That means something to you.
Right. But understand this. Just because they mean something to me don't mean that they're going to talk all these positive things.
See, here's the deal. That's not what I asked you. I asked you, what do you want them to say about you?
Okay. Oh, what I want them?
What you want them to say?
I didn't take it like that.
I thought you said what they were saying.
I probably did. So let's start over.
So this is like they're at my funeral.
Your funeral. What you're dead. This is what you want them to say about you. So start over. That's my fault. Now that's any communication areas are always on the fault of the leader.
In one word.
One word. What you want them to say. One word. Yes.
Them outside.
Yep.
I don't need them nowhere around.
No.
Okay?
And nobody wants that.
No, it's
definitely.
Yes.
Nobody wants that. Not even a sociopath wants that. It's not about feelings. Everybody wants to live out the highest expression of themselves. Everyone wants to be validated. Okay?
Excuse
me. Write down what you want them to say. This isn't hard.
Am I knocking on it
though?
No, that was them.
Okay, how many people did you say you had? 5?
I have
2. 2. So you're done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So put your pen down so I can know.
Oh.
When you're done, put your pen down. I know one of y'all had 9.
I decreased mine to
7. That makes sense.
2 people, I was like,
man. Yeah, because you don't care what they want?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. These are the people that their opinion matters so much. You want them to say this over your funeral. This is the most, I'm not giving you another exercise that's not more important than this one. So what I taught you with the first exercise is, what is success? It is not living a week to where you hate more than what you do. If you didn't catch that, that's what that was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is unrelated. What's the code for a numbers list?
Oh, I'll have to. I'm not gonna be able to spit it out to you. But you can Google it. And W3 Schools will have it for you.
What did you just say?
And it's called an ordered list.
Sorry.
Everybody got your number? Okay, you got yours. Put your pen down if you're done.
The purpose of this whole
thank you. I haven't told you the second one. The first one was I taught you. Remember, at the beginning of class, I said, I'm going to teach you what success is. Oh. Then I'm going to teach you what success is.
All right.
Another way, I'm going to hold it. If you don't remember, I'm going to hold it. What you learned in the first exercise is success is not living a day to where you hate more of your day than what you love. Okay. Now, if I had to give my definition of success, what I've done many times in class, is anybody who sets a target and hits that target, well, that's the kicker there. Because if you hit that target hating what you did all week, you didn't hit it well, you're not successful. You just knocked out a goal. There are a lot of people who knock out goals that are unhappy. I'm just trying to tell you. So everybody's done. You done?
I am done.
Everybody's done? All right. Does anybody have money on your list? I've done this test many a times. Nobody ever says money. So you listen to me and you listen to me right now. You stop making money success for you. Here's what you've done. You're dead. And the only people that matter to you spoke over your life with what you wanted them to say. So you just literally identified what success is for you. Now look at your list. Who's brave enough to tell me their list? Okay. Okay, we get both. We get out. Probably get all of y'all. But go ahead. Give me yours first. How many people you had first?
Two.
Go ahead.
They both had the same.
That's fine.
She loved me.
Okay. So for you, success is that the people in your life and the world needs to see that you loved them. If you do anything to violate that, if you get into an unnecessary argument, if you hurt someone, if you go back out there and do all that stuff, you, by your own definition, are unsuccessful. Okay. So this is why every day that you're not loving people and people don't realize you love them and you don't feel right in here, because you're violating your own definition of success. That's for everybody. You next.
All of them.
She just had so much. Okay. So, makes sense for her. Makes sense for her. Her number one talent is empathy. That makes total sense that it had this. That's why I ain't rebuke you when you said same thing. Makes sense. Because four of her top talents are in relationship building. If y'all didn't catch that last week. You were literally designed by your maker, whatever you want to call he or she or it or whatever, to literally build relationships with people and love them. Your talent test said four of your top talents are all in relationship building. That's your test. I didn't take your test for you. And now today, unknowingly, you told me I just want them to love me. No, know that I love them. That's success for you. Don't judge yourself by a dollar amount. And don't separate yourself from people. And don't hurt them. Because every day you do, you kill yourself. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, loving, giving, beautiful, successful, the best,